This is Dame Lillard. Thanks for joining us at Section 113 with Travis Demers.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Travis Demers here with you. It is time for another edition of the Section 113 podcast. And I'm going to do something a little bit different this time. First of all, if you're joining us for the first time and you have no idea why this podcast is called Section 113, well, we do the Trailblazers broadcasts from Section 113. People ask me, are you guys on the floor? No, we're not on the floor anymore. We, in most arenas, a couple of places we're still down on the floor, but most arenas were up a bit, some were way up. But at home, it's a great view in Section 113. That's where myself, Michael Holton, Mike Lynch, that's where we all hang out. So if you're ever at the game and want to come say hello, Section 113 is where to find us. This is generally an interview-based podcast. I like to talk to players and coaches, media members that cover the Trailblazers, radio broadcasters from other teams, folks who cover other teams, things like that, and just kind of get various different perspectives. But I wanted to do something a little bit different this time and give my opinions. And for years, I had that opportunity. I did a daily radio show on our flagship 620 Rip City Radio. I worked with Chad Doing for a long time. I did the show solo for a long time. I've worked on other radio stations in the area. So for a long, long, long time, I've had the opportunity to give my opinions on this podcast and really on the game broadcasts. I don't, because I'm talking to other people and getting other people's opinions. So I had a few things that I wanted to share as we sit here 24 games into the season and the Blazers at 13-11. Great start, right? 9-3. Everybody's really excited. The defense is playing great. The schedule was tough, but the Blazers were winning games on the road. It didn't really matter who the opponent was. And then they lost 8 of 10 and were sitting at 11-11. And a lot of people outside the area before the season started, you know, national folks, people who, you know, don't pay a ton of attention to the Blazers for various reasons, thought, okay, this is going to be a 500 or worse team. At 9-3, there were a lot of, hey, look at us. Look, this is what this team was going to be. We told you, nobody believed us. I don't think that most people who are around the team expected 9-3 and expected, okay, not only are we 9-3, but this is what the team is going to look like, you know, for the next 70 games. Then losing 8 of 10, there were a lot of, I told you so's from the outside. Well, from the inside, I think most people would look at it and say, this is not a 2-8 basketball team. So it's somewhere in the middle. After a couple of wins, a nice back-to-back win on the road at Utah, at home against Indiana, now this team sits at 13-11. You extrapolate that out through the rest of the season, you're looking at about a 45-46 win team. Is that what they're going to be? Really, I have no idea. But what I can tell you so far, 24 games in, is there are a lot of things to be really encouraged by and a lot of things that this team still needs to work on. 24 games in, Damian Lillard has missed 12 games. That's half the games. Gary Payton II has not played a single game this year. So if you look at the backcourt, two of your top three rotational guards have missed 50% of the minutes. Now, that's not exactly how it works, because sometimes Josh Hart will play the two. We've seen other players in and out, Keon Johnson, things like that, who, by the way, has been hurt for a big chunk of the season as well. When you're missing your best player for half your games, somebody who could potentially be your best defensive player if he's the guy that he was in Golden State and Gary Payton II, you're not going to be where you thought you should be. Now, Justice Winslow has missed a couple of games. Anthony Simons missed a couple of games. Jeremy Grant missed a game. There was the ankle injury for Josh Hart on this last road trip. There have been various injuries. Nurk's missed a couple of games. Unfortunately, Nasir Little, who's just starting to find a groove, is going to be out at this point now for at least the next 5 weeks. It was 6 weeks since, you know, the injury. And a week later, it's 5 weeks. So there have been a lot of injuries. And you look at some of the other teams, you know, the Blazers don't have a single player who has played in every single game this season. Not one, after the injuries to Nasir Little and Josh Hart. So you take all of those things into consideration, and you think about the fact that Damian Lillard, before this season, had never played with Josh Hart, obviously never played with Jeremy Grant because he's new, had never played with Justice Winslow, had never played with Drew Eubanks, had never played with Gary Payton II, had, you know, very little time on the floor with Anthony Simons. Some, but not a ton. There are a lot of things that still needed to come together. So through the first 12 games of the season, when they were 9-3, it was really impressive with the connectivity and the way that things were going, that this team with all of the injuries and all of that other stuff, was sitting at 9-3. So now going forward from here, how do things go? Well, Damian Lillard is in a very unique position in his career, right? Because he's had CJ McCollum with him for years up until, you know, the trade deadline last year. But for a long time, those were your scoring options. We saw it in various playoff series. Double team those guys, trap those guys, and you're going to find a way to win. Saw it years ago against New Orleans, years ago against Golden State. Well, that's changed. Now this team has three different guys who can give you 40 points. Right? Damian Lillard, obviously. Anthony Simons has now done it again. And Jeremy Grant has been incredible this year. So when you have three different options like that, and not just guys in the backcourt, right? You have various positions who can do that. That opens things up tremendously. And what we saw against Indiana is that, as Michael Holton put it, Dame took a casual approach to starting that game. He wasn't on the ball a ton. He didn't have to take a bulk of the shots. You know, the leading scorer in that game was still Jeremy Grant with 28 points. So he doesn't have to have that weight on his shoulders of, okay, as Dame goes, the team goes. It's not that way anymore. And not taking anything away from anybody who was there before, it's just different now. And the team is built differently defensively, right? And the last stretch, too, when the Blazers went, you know, 2-8 over that 10-game stretch, the defense was second to last in the league. Only San Antonio was worse. Well, why is that? Why was the defense struggling so much? I think there are a lot of things at play. I think you were looking at a team that had played, number one, an incredibly difficult schedule. By most metrics, the Blazers had played the toughest schedule in the league by far through the first 22 games of the season. So that certainly plays a factor in it. A lot of road games, back-to-backs, situations where you come home, play one game, and then go right back out on the road. It was a tough schedule. So that's one aspect of it. Then you look at the injuries. Number one, Damian Lillard was off the floor. That in itself is a problem. You take the best player off any other team in the league, and they're going to struggle, and they do. You look at, you know, you probably can't call James Harden Philadelphia's best player anymore, but look at James Harden being off the floor in Philadelphia. Look at some of the struggles that they've had. There are a lot of teams that you could point to. That's just one example there. But you take Dame off the floor, and that means that other guys now have to play different positions. So Justice Winslow has played power forward. He has started some games. He has played point guard. He has played center. And when he's now at times playing out of position and Josh Hart isn't there, and now your bench gets shorter for a couple of games, everything, there's a trickle-down effect and your defense suffers. And the defense really struggled for, you know, a 10-game stretch. It was not the same team that we saw defensively through the first 12 games of the season. So I think those are a couple of factors there. There's the schedule, the fatigue, the shorter bench, the issue with depth with guys injured, all kinds of things. And, you know, players playing out of position. So what we saw against Indiana was certainly better. What we saw against Utah was certainly better, even though Dame didn't play in that game. Josh Hart didn't play in that game. Now going forward, you look at this stretch here before the new year, and on this homestand, you've got a Denver team that's coming off of three straight losses for the first time this season. Michael Porter Jr. is banged up. Then Minnesota, who without Karl Anthony Towns, might actually work better for them with spacing, but without Karl Anthony Towns, they're not the same team. Two games there. Then you go on the road, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. You should win two out of those three games. Two games at Oklahoma City, and then a road game at Denver. So is that a 4-2 trip again? I don't know. You certainly hope so. And the schedule opens up in January, too, with only four road games and easier opponents. Those things are setting up for the Blazers to be more successful than they were in the last, you know, 10 games prior to these two. And then you're going to get guys back healthy. Damian Lillard might take him a couple of games to get back to full strength. Josh Hart's still not 100%. He told the staff after the game against Indiana that he was at 85%. GP2 is going to start his season at some point. The reports today from practice, Damian Lillard said that he was a full participant in practice today. By the way, today is Wednesday as I record this for Thursday's game. So reinforcements are coming. That means that guys are going to play fewer minutes, you know, not the 40-plus minutes that we saw almost the entire starting lineup play in Utah. The schedule is going to open up. There's going to be more depth. All of these things are going to play in. Will there be trades? I don't know. So we can only deal with what we know at this time and what the roster looks like. So between the schedule opening up and reinforcements coming, and the fact that Damian Lillard now has two terrific scorers alongside him, things are going to improve. Are they going to be 13-11 over the next 26 games? Maybe, but I think they can be better than that. And I would certainly hope that they'd be better than 13-11 over their next 26 games. But, you know, going back to Jeremy Grant, he has proven to be the absolute perfect fit on this team. And I've heard a number of people talk about how, you know, Detroit, he was the number one option, and he's not a number one guy in a winning team. It's fair. In Denver, he wasn't getting enough touches, and he deserves more than that. Fine. And Portland is the middle ground. Because on some nights, it's been a lot of nights over the last couple of weeks, he's the number one option. On other nights, he's the number two option. On other nights, he's the number three option. Some nights, maybe the number four, depending on how Jusuf Nurkić is playing. So that, with his length, his ability to defend, his aggressiveness on the defensive end, his energy, and the fact that, okay, he's not a great rebounder at the power forward position, never has been. Well, you've got Josh Hart, who is a superior rebounder for a guy his size who's playing slightly out of position at the small forward. So with Josh Hart's rebounding, you don't need Jeremy Grant to be a double-double machine. That's just not who he is. But he can get to the paint. He can shoot threes. Shooting 46% from three. I mean, that is beyond elite. That is fantastic. It's top 10 in the league for a reason. So Jeremy Grant has been a tremendous addition. Josh Hart, when he's been healthy, he's been terrific. And I know early in the season, there were some shooting struggles with him. Well, over his last nine games that he's played, he's shooting better than 50%. He's never done that in his career. And Anthony's been terrific. Dame is, you know, back on the floor, and we'll see what that turns into and how long it takes him to get back to the level he was to start the year. Because that in-between period between calf injuries, he was not the same guy that he was in the first five, six games of the season. So I would expect him to get back to that level at some point. Drew Eubanks off the bench has exceeded everybody, probably everybody outside the walls of Moda Center, outside the walls of the locker room, everybody's expectations. His energy is tremendous. His ability to rebound is terrific. There was a stretch where he didn't miss a shot over five games. He's one of the top field goal percentage guys in the NBA, over 70%, even though he's not taking a ton of shots. The little things, diving for loose balls, the energy, that chip on his shoulder, all those things have been great. All those things are exactly what you want over a backup for a backup center. And even a few times when he's had to start, he's been very good. Shaedon Sharpe started out super hot. He's cooled off a bit. Maybe that broken finger, I think people forget that's still there. He's still playing with tape on his fingers, on his shooting hand. I'm sure that has something to do with it. And as Dame talked about as well, you know, the rookies hit a rookie wall. They go through cold stretches. Other teams get video on you. They start to figure out some of the things that you have to do, and you've got to adjust. Justice Winslow has been incredibly surprising. Before the season, you know, some people talked like he wouldn't even be in the rotation. He's been an incredibly important and critical part of this Trailblazers team. He's been phenomenal with the versatility that he can do a number of different things on both ends of the floor. Chauncey Billups has evolved as a head coach, making smart personnel decisions during the games. A lot of different things that he has done that has shown clear improvement as a head coach because, you know, let's face it, last year he was coaching a team down the stretch, really the last 30, 40 games, that wasn't an NBA team. So a lot of really positive things. Are there some negative things? Absolutely. You know, I'm not going to look at this totally through rose-colored glasses. Turnovers have been an issue. Defense the last two, 3 weeks has been an issue. But again, there's been so much, you know, turmoil in terms of injuries and who's going to be playing where and when, and just so many unknowns that nobody's really been able to get comfortable yet this season. And with all of those things being taken into consideration, this team still sitting at 13-11 with the toughest schedule in the NBA through 22 games to me is awesome. I'm very satisfied overall with where this team has been. So there's still a long way to go. There's still another piece or two that probably needs to be added. We still don't really know what this roster is because we haven't seen them fully healthy. the starting lineup that we saw on opening night has only played, what, 8-9 games together out of 24? And you haven't seen your key free agent acquisition at all through 24 games? So I think there's still a lot of judgment that remains to be seen out there. It might be great. It might not be. We just don't quite know the answer to that yet. So I have enjoyed the basketball that we've seen. We've been treated to some incredible basketball games, buzzer beaters, some of the most fun basketball early in the season that the Blazers have played in a long time. Shaedon Sharpe's highlights, all kinds of stuff. But 24 games in, still have, what, 58 games left in the season. Still a long way to go, only 30% through. The next game, of course, Thursday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off at Moda Center. Michael Holton and I will have the call, as always, on our flagship 620 AM Rip City Radio. And Mike Lynch will have the pregame show for you at 6 o'clock. And, as always, across the Portland Trailblazers radio network. Thanks so much for listening to a little bit of my rambling this afternoon. Look forward to seeing you all at Moda Center. And go Blazers!